projects from other cities, so you just give you some kind of a visual idea of what I think might work here. And goals and objectives and projects are always really interesting because they work together. You can develop goals and objectives for what you want to do, and then when you identify a project, you might go back and change your goals and objectives to reflect the projects that you think that you need to do. So it's kind of an iterative process in identifying goals and objectives and projects. So we'll start with goals and objectives, we'll go to projects, we'll go back and forth and see if we need to change them. So what we did last time was talk about boundary, and you have in front of you the map, and we said we'd look at, one was our main area of interest. Before we do that, just a reminder, because this will be important in our discussion in about 1 minute, is the population under 50,000, you may only have 25% of your total assessed value in urban renewal and 25% of your total acreage. So, and this is the area that we said we would look at. One was kind of our main focus area. Two is where there's some potential development that would occur that we think makes sense to tie into the area. Three was where they talked about maybe some single family residences, and we thought we would just look at that and see where it was in terms of acreage and assessed value. And then we talked about area number four and whether or not we should go up and take the Wickiup Junction area. So I worked with Deborah, your planner, and the county GIS system, and they put together the assessed value information and acreage information for those four areas. You can see that a little better there, and we'll come back to this later if we need to. And this is what we saw. So the total assessed value of Lapine, and it includes real property, utility property, personal property, and manufactured, and that's in one of those. But the total assessed value was $124 million. 25% of that, so that's the maximum amount you can have in urban renewal, is $31 million and some. So of these areas, the area one, which was the area we wanted most to concentrate urban renewal in, is 38 million, so it's already over our 25%.
Wow.
Area two has very little value and is potentially going to give us a lot of nice increment, that growth. So I would recommend you go ahead and include that. Area three at this point didn't have any value associated with it.
It's supposed to be owned by the county.
Yeah, it's a tax-exempt property at this point. Area 4, which is all the area up to Wickiup Junction, was another $5 million. So we need to talk a little bit about what that means in terms of how we make decisions about the boundary. I think everybody agreed last time that the most important focal area is your basic core area. So I guess my recommendation to you, and then I need your feedback, is that we take this core area, we identify properties within that core area that aren't going to need improvements, that we can delete from the area to get us down below the 31 million. We go ahead and take in area two because it will provide potential increment. We talked about the single family and whether or not that really ought to be in. So I guess mine would be, you take your area one, you take your area two, and you whittle down the area one to get us under that 25%. We did a quick, before the meeting tonight, look at some properties within the area that potentially could be taken out. The Bimark Corporation assessed value is a little over $2 million, so that's a pretty easy property to take out. We looked at...
Why don't you explain why we're choosing those?
And we chose those because they were properties that were in pretty good condition already. So we didn't
There's no real potential for new growth or value, really.
Right.
And you're allowed to cherry pick or donuts?
You're allowed to do donuts, right? As long as the rest of your area is contiguous. So you can take parcels out if you want to. So U.S. Bank is $340,000, Washington Federal is $387,000, the McDonald's Shell Station is $981,000. So those are all the
community planning. I don't know if she got it, but that's one.
Yeah.
Community Health Center is $775,000. So, and raise is 1.2 million, almost 1.3.
About the West Western Hotel.
We didn't look at that, but I think, is that the one where that, they may be doing
the thing is, since they're adding on, that value goes in here.
Oh, it does.
So they are going to add on to
it. With being added, the walls are going up.
Oh, wow.
The first floor is partial walled up. It'd be a second story.
Okay.
So no, that otherwise, yes. But because of that big open area, you know, they may add something back. But we know they're adding $1 million. Mm-hmm. So that tax value will all come into our district next year.
Another aspect of that, too, is once BLM gives up that piece of property that's on the corner of 1st and 97, that little park will come into play and could be...
It won't affect what we're doing here, though. Because this is... It's zero value now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What we're talking about here is taking away some properties that have value so that we can get below this number. So if everybody agrees with that strategy of concentrating on Area 1, taking in Area 2, looking at Area 1 and taking out properties that probably won't need urban renewal assistance or won't be adding some nice incremental value in the near future, then I think that would be the approach, our next step, to go back to GIS and say, okay, here are some, let's get us down below the number that we need to be, and then we can shoot that map back out to you by email and say, okay, this is what it would look like, what do you think?
I had a question, because I know we've talked in another committee about Oregon Main Street, and mm-hmm. Oregon Main Street's focus would probably be the Huntington Road mm-hmm. corridor. Mm-hmm. So if we were to look at those businesses along that way, and then I think you discussed, you know, how far back do we want to go? If we started in the primary on Highway 97 and then made the determination if we wanted to go back a block, do we have any information or any stats on what that would do?
Those are in. This is
if we just had that core area going through.
Oh, so we didn't have some of this?
Right. I mean, two is fine. But that was the question, you know, because we asked that. The question was asked, would we want to go back a block or two blocks?
Right.
From
we didn't look just at taking the swap right down the core area, because I think Rick went back out and looked at some of those properties and said...
Well, are you saying the east side there, the commercial zone is bigger than that, actually.
Okay.
And what I did is I went and looked, and some of these businesses go deep. Some of them have blight right behind them. Mm-hmm. So I walked that, basically. Another thing is you'll notice, you try to do straight lines, kind of.
Right.
So that it doesn't do a ton of jogging, mm-hmm. you know, because otherwise you can end up being a checker. So that's kind of how that is. On the east side, a lot of straight lines, and the left and the west side is too pretty much.
Mm-hmm. But I do agree, even if you took out a property, the tax lot that was on 97, mm-hmm. you still have the right of way in. So if you wanted to do street improvements there, you could still do sidewalk, lights, signage, any kind of stuff like that. So you wouldn't lose your ability to do that kind of treatment in the area. You just might lose some of the parcels that are already in pretty good condition.
Were you thinking that the Main Street program? What were you?
That's
I want to make sure I want to understand
okay,
if what you
think. That's what I was thinking. That you know, if we were to take this piece and we were to come into the core off of Highway 97 and then we were to take Oregon Main Street and really move down
Huntington.
Huntington.
Oh, that's what I thought she was saying. But
Main Street doesn't come with money.
No. Yeah.
So a lot of times Main Street partners with Urban Renewal and Main Street helps bring vitality and life and energy and ideas, and then they look to where the money comes from to fund all of that. So it's really good to partner those mm-hmm. together. Now, Baker doesn't have urban renewal, and they have a really strong Main Street program. So it doesn't always come with urban renewal, but a lot of Main Street does partner with urban renewal.
I was just trying to look at a solution for if we have to cut down on our properties.
Yeah.
Because I spent quite a bit of time, and Vic and I did a lot of talking, but I went through the properties, you know, and I thought about, okay, so for example, the Highlander.
Right.
Do we, you know, the value for historic art probably isn't as much as the motel, but if we had to have limitation, we would definitely want the improvements on the motel side, not in the trailer park, because the people that are in the trailer park aren't vested in keeping that up. He, you know, he's just, it's for rental. I just tried to look through the process.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so I thought, okay, but if it's one tax lot, and then there you go. But I thought, you know, because I knew we were going to have to cut down quite a bit.
So we've really just cut Area 4 out of the equation.
As long as everybody agrees, because if you keep Area 4 in, you're going to have to take that much more out of your Area 1. And I don't, you may tell me differently. And not, you know, I'm not the decision maker, but to me it makes sense to concentrate your activity here.
Well, other than the side on the other side of 97, I mean, most of that in that area is newer construction. I mean, it's newer buildings and stuff. So
on the west side,
on the east side, they are. I mean, the west side isn't. They're at, you know, Wiki of Junction and stuff. I can see a problem there.
Up north, yeah.
But the other is, you know, it's pretty much owned by one person.
Right.
It's pretty much new construction, except for the things that are coming out.
I know that they are working together, the businesses up there.
Mm-hmm. They're forming, they've formed a North Lapine business group, or whatever that's called, and are really looking at, in fact, they are going to partner with Oregon Main Street and have an affiliate level with Oregon Main Street. So there's movement happening up there that will probably, you know, I think they've always felt they needed to sort of take care of themselves, because it was never really expected that these could be connected.
Yeah. So is there opposition by anybody to the strategy of keeping in most of Area 1, taking in Area 2, and then deleting properties to get down to that level that we need to get to? Is there anybody who thinks that's not an okay way to go?
Seems
logical. To me, that seems like the most straightforward way to...
Yeah.
Right. I was kind of curious about the area on the east side, or I'm sorry, the west side of Morrison Street, why that part of the whole stretch was included in the boundaries.
I think it's just Morrison Street and the lots that are there, and they go back X amount. So you always want to take both sides of the road if you can, because when you do an improvement, you're going down, you're doing both sides, you know. Yeah. So those are just one lot deep, basically one lot deep, and then you hit the meadow or the, you know.
And they're in rough shape anyway.
So that's why.
Some are really.
Most of those are vacant, Dave. You probably have very little value.
Okay.
So you don't
gain that much by getting.
No, because it's pretty undeveloped when you get back, right?
I just think for urban renewal, that really does give a lot of traffic. Not a lot of, you know, people get back in that area. I very seldom ever get back in there. Yeah.
Well, that's what we want to change, but I agree with you. Yeah.
We have to cut property, but okay.
So I'll work with Deborah on getting a revised map, and we'll just email it out to you. And then if you have any problems or issues with that, email back to Rick and he'll get that back to me and we'll fix it. But that way, once I have a map, I work with Eco Northwest, a consulting firm in Portland, to do the financial analysis. I've given them a baseline to look at, but I've got to take out these properties before they can start doing the financial analysis, and that's our next step. So,
well, do I need to mention the Cherryston, what I'd like to add?
Yes,
please. Which is of no value, it adds no value. But for the long term, for our short termer here, but what I thought we ought to do it well below that, well, either one or remember, public land has no value, so it doesn't add any, doesn't change our numbers. If this is going to become the new rodeo grounds, fairgrounds type project, And if you look at urban renewals, a lot of times they invest in those kinds of community things. And I know that everyone wonders where money's coming from. So we cannot go outside the UGB. But should the group, I think Robert's coming that way, he's still having to get his mind or arms around it, I could tell. But everyone else in the room says this needs to come into the city. So what I'd like to do, because it doesn't affect you $1 here, so you're thinking ahead, run down 6th Street, just down the road, go in front of the new property. Then it touches, when this comes into the city, it touches, and then you can do a plan amendment, take this in. It's the easiest way you could drop a $500,000. But there's a process to it, and there's value to it.
Well, the biggest restriction on, I thought you were doing something different. I thought you were wanting to run infrastructure.
Well, no, but we might. But that could be all we can do, water and sewer.
Right. So we need to remember that we have plenty of acreage in the city, and I'll get to that chart next. But once you establish an urban renewal area, you may only add 20% of that original area.
But see, it's vacant land with nothing on it, so if you take it in, it won't add much.
It won't add value, but it'll add acreage.
Oh.
So you can only add 20% of your original acreage. So our original acreage right now of area 1 and 2 is about 213 acres.
So we
could add 40-some acres. That's all.
So that's the amount. You pick the 40 that you want to add. That's where you're going to put your restroom. Bring in your power,
right?
And we can run the sewer and water to it.
Right.
So you just—that's where the plan is important. Mm-hmm. But I just was looking at this the other night, and I thought,
this is another wrinkle, but if you wanted to include that in property now,
can you do it if it's outside the city?
You can, but the county would have to also approve your plan.
We can talk to them about it, but it's not a big deal because I've been around amendments and matters where we've added on. That's not a big process.
It would be a substantial amendment, and a substantial amendment has to go through the same procedure as an original urban renewal plan. So in terms of process, it would have to go back to your planning commission, go to the county, have notice your taxing jurisdictions, go to city council hearing. I do them all the time. They're pretty easy to do, but they do require all that process. It's not your city council.
And the problem is going to be in the next month or two, we're not going to know where those 40 acres are because that property is bigger than that. And if you pick the wrong 40.
You could take the whole thing because you're doing
it with our plan.
It's part of your original plan.
Oh. Well, if it doesn't add any value, mm-hmm. and you could take in the whole thing now, maybe that.
So you got to think about that. The biggest thing would be county has to approve it.
Well,
your plan wouldn't be valid.
Well, they want this in the city. It's forest, it's vacant. They don't want it in the county because they figure if you're going to have this higher density of use, get it in the city now so that it'll work.
Yeah. So they would have to approve the urban renewal plan, not the annexation.
Right.
So anyway, think about that. It's not going
to
hurt.
Is it hard to... Right now, is it hard to draw around that?
It is not, and it's not going to hurt my financial analysis because it has no value.
Right.
So I can send the financial guys off to do the financial work, and you guys can let that settle a couple days or a week and figure out what makes most sense.
Tony and the county administrator.
Do you think you're both sides of the road, north and south of the street?
Well, this is the problem. I have a feeling that the urban, as far as urban renewal, as far as the UGB, Urban Growth Boundary Expansion, I don't think we're going to get across that street. Because you're going to have open space needs anyway, and I would just...
Okay.
Then that could become a plan amendment 15 years from now, if necessary.
Right. Hmm. So think about that. That's a really interesting... We're totally okay on acreage. Your city acreage is 4,000? No.
Need help? That doesn't have a pointer, so you know.
Your total city acreage is 4,474, so your 25% limit on that is 1,118. We're at 213, so you could totally add that other acreage, still be within your acreage limitation.
Okay.
don't assess, affect your assessed value. So maybe
now if we took the whole property, including the other side of the road, that may not come into the urban growth, and it just stays in the county zone, does that matter?
It does not matter.
Well, we could just take it all then, I guess.
The other thing to think about is if you ever want to do a substantial amendment in the future and it hasn't come into the city, the county also will have to approve that substantial amendment in the future.
I don't see any reason it's not going to come into the city after our meeting with the county. Yeah. And I think it would be best, from the parks perspective, to take the whole thing in, because that way you can do something in the future. If you take half of it now or a quarter of it now, then it may be really up a creek. I would take it all.
I think it makes a lot of sense to the south side.
Yeah,
I'm not going to just annex the whole thing.
I agree. And I don't think anybody on the board would have a problem with that. Because, you know, it was pretty clear to me that even Robert's 99% there.
What I would do if I were you is have Rick, if the county chair or county administrator or somebody call and say, this is what we're thinking of doing.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Do you think we can get the vote on urban renewal from you guys on doing that? Because you guys will have to vote on it.
Well, no, they're giving us that property any day.
So they'll still have to vote on it.
We just got to make sure. It's like I say, it doesn't impact taxes because they don't pay tax.
The reason they have to vote on it is because it's not part of the city yet.
Okay.
Right. Right. If you guys are all on board and think that's the way to do it.
I agree. I think it's
and sitting there thinking, finally, now we've come up with some ways to help pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
So the reason that there's not guidance is because they're not paying taxes on it.
It's federal government land now, and then it's being transferred to the county, and then it's going to go to the parks, and none of them pay taxes.
We don't pay taxes.
Okay. It's like a school ground.
So about the industrial park, has that already been turned over to the city? Are there any other pieces of property that would be, I mean, we're way under an acreage, right? Is there any other pieces of property that we could pull into this scenario?
But our problem is we're out of it. Oh, you could take in some industrial land, but you know what? That doesn't help us in this process. Because number one, industrial land is almost all, any good industrial is going to end up with an enterprise zone, and they get, we were just talking
and
about
that. And that hurts urban renewal. Because
they don't pay taxes. In other words, when we bring in a BioGreen, they were going to get a 10-year tax abatement. So which means they don't pay any money into urban renewal, because they're not going to pay taxes anyway.
Ask about the Pearl District.
Yeah. So you end up, you're going to take the money, put it in urban renewal, but they don't pay any money anyway.
So it actually ends up hurting you, because the value that gets taxed goes down, and so to get that above the line, remember we had the graph last time showed above the line, to get above that you have to make up what you take out for an enterprise zone.
And the principle of urban renewal is to do that, is to take in property that will appreciate.
That will appreciate, right. So.
So we didn't go into industrial lands, but you are right, there is land back there.
Your assistance to those will be your enterprise zone.
That's
if
correct.
You want to get assistance.
Now, if we had a blighted industrial park, that's, or you know, right now, you know, ours has sewer, water, and paved streets and curbs. Well, what we need is customers. We don't need, you know.
Okay, let's move on. Potential projects. I just made a list of, I've worked with over 30 different urban renewal agencies in the state. So of the types of projects other cities do, I made a list of those and what I think would probably work in your urban renewal area. And that doesn't mean that's the list. I just, that's something to start from. So given this kind of list, I'm going to flip through some pictures really quickly just to show you what other cities have done with urban renewal implementing these kinds of ideas. So creating identity, that's something I think Lapine really needs, is to create the feeling that when people drive through, they say, oh, this looks like a nice place, I want to stop. Okay? Not that my kids are hungry, I'm going to go to McDonald's. It's this sister's has that. You drive through and you think, oh, this looks fun, I want to stop. Right? That's what creating identity does. So you do that through streetscape, pocket parks, wayfinding signage, something that catches people's eye and says, this is a nice place, stop here. Assistance, storefront loans and grants, those are in almost every urban renewal area that I've done, and that's helping property owners improve their properties if they can't do it by themselves. So visually making your area more attractive. They're almost always just to the storefront. It's just to say, make it so that people want to stop at your business. Redevelopment assistance, so those are bigger projects. I showed a couple pictures of those last time. They're where a developer comes in, says, I want to do X projects. It's something that you really want to happen. It doesn't quite pencil out for me. Will you be a partner with me in this enterprise? And you decide that, yeah, that's something the city wants or needs, and it's worthwhile to become a partner in that. So with that, you do acquisition a lot of times with that redevelopment assistance. In bigger cities where you need parking, and I don't see parking as an issue here, but you can tell me I'm wrong. Lots of times I don't see parking as an issue, and the city will tell me, oh, we don't have any parking. And I'll go out and I'll see tons of parking. But parking's always one of those things that everybody thinks they need more of than they have. And then infrastructure. And what I don't have on this list, because I didn't know it was a project, but it's part of our goals and objectives, so we can potentially add it.
Should we have a category of public facilities?
Public facilities.
And then you don't have to define it yet.
Yep.
And parking probably is not. I'm with you. It's funny, I get beat up on that always. And I think that always is the case, and that is it's like speeds. The public always, everyone perceives that everyone's driving too fast, but when my radar gun, they're really not.
Right.
And it's parking. There's a parking problem. And I always tell people at home, I say, you know, I hope we have a parking problem. Like I said, most of the time, that is pretty low on our list. Yeah. And then they pick out the one weekend a year when you have an event, well, we have a parking problem. Well,
yes.
90% of the time, you could shoot a gun down
right.
Or you would hit nobody.
Right. So anyway, I'm going to flip through these fast. If you want me to stop at any point and you want to ask a question or know more about a project, do. But this is just to get you really looking at stuff. So I have a bunch of pictures, and then we'll start talking about goals and objectives, okay? So, streetscape, lights, can go down just a little bit, maybe?
Oh, yes.
So these are just different places where they've done different kinds of streetscape. So it includes street trees, benches, plantings. This is in Sherwood. They just put in some nice lamps, some places to hang their flowers. This is another Sherwood. Redmond has done a lot in their downtown with streetscape and their area into the downtown. So this is a really nice feature that they've done. So kind of a stopping place with some art, some more little pocket areas for stopping in their downtown. Albany put in those street trees, that concrete area there, and the drainage. Hood River and the Dalles have put in the lights and the standards for the signage and the street trees.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm seeing street trees and all these, and I'm wondering, is that the city's responsibility, or are they having a park system run the street trees? Because someone has to take care of those things.
It'd be the city.
And most of these cities, they don't have a separate park system, not
okay.
Like you guys.
Right.
So the city does it under their own parks bureau.
We may contract to you if you were mowing, say.
That's,
you know,
just curious. Yeah, because it has to be done.
Yes.
Do you have any cities that get lots of snow and have red cinder all over their everything?
Redmond does.
Well, Sisters certainly has snow.
Yeah,
Sisters
okay.
does.
Yeah.
Ben does.
So how do they keep from damaging the trees and streetscape?
Well, one of the things, if you'll see our corridor plan. What it's going to look like, kind of a linear. Bottom line is, what you're seeing now is different. And what you'll have is, you'll have a bike lane that's 6 feet wide. So the cinder gets put on the road. So you've got 6 feet of bike lane now before you get to the curb. Okay. So the splash over tends to go into where the bike lane is, and they run a street sweeper down. Then number two, we have 12 feet of a bioswale. Where water drains. Now on Huntington, but see, you don't have the cinder problems on Huntington, but on highway, you'll have a 12 feet of bioswale. You're 18 feet from the fog line to the sidewalk. So your red cinder is going to decrease as you
right.
move across. Now downtown, the state, it's really where ODOT throws up tons of sand. You get a little at the intersections, but downtown on Huntington, Big First, Second, Third, and Fourth, it's much easier to manage.
I don't know where that cinder comes from that's on the Lapine Community Health Center sidewalk across
from that
the corner.
Mason.
Yeah, they have a lot of that intersection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there'll be some.
Mm-hmm. So these are, Astoria's done the fancy.
Oh, yeah.
They're really nice. They're very nice looking. And, you know, to make a trash can nice looking, well, that's. But it is from their historic downtown waterfront area, and they've done the plantings there. Pendleton, that's a little climbing wall. They have the bike racks. These are really nice signage that some cities have done, right?
I'd like to see one on each end of Huntington and one on First coming down Huntington.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly where I was thinking they should go. And these are really nice. The Ocean Lake Intact is in Lincoln City. Bandon is the top one. Troutdale, Redmond. The really nice ways to identify your cities.
I think that gives you an identity
of
your downtown.
But one thing, on almost all of these, they do have on-street parking. They have curbs and they have cars
mm-hmm.
parking on the street. Where do they do that here?
Oh, some do though, some don't.
Where?
I mean, some have parking, some don't. Depending.
Right,
yeah,
they don't.
I think
most of what we've seen has parking on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah,
but
we don't have that.
Are we going to watch the sidewalks and the curbs?
It's just
getting
you know, you, it's how it's designed. You put in some, but there with the library and the parks district right there, so kind of in your center, you do have kind of public parking areas for people, and you know, so
you don't have any on street parking in those areas.
No, I mean the road is as wide as the road is. You have,
right.
But it, Sisters is taking out half of their on street parking.
Yeah,
in their
parking on street is not what makes your downtown identity. It's the sidewalks on your street and having them be wide enough that people feel comfortable walking along them, having it look attractive so that, again, it creates that sense of, I mean, all of you men, your wives have probably done this. You go through a little town on a road trip and she says, this looks like a nice place. Let's stop here and look, right?
Well, how do you deal with like TJ's where they back out in the highway?
That's probably going to have to go away at some point. It's just
we don't have that, do we?
Yeah, the
quick stop.
Oh, that one store. Yeah, I mean, those are all design issues. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
TJ's.
Parking
and back.
Yeah.
That's the quick stop.
Let's look through some more of these. Let's see. Oh, here's the Dalles. They used urban renewal to do this to lead down to the riverfront where the ferry docks. Public art. Public art is a really big thing. And so, in Lake Oswego, we have a program where artists bring their work and display it each year, and then the city buys a piece of the art every year, and it becomes a focal point of the city. So something to think about, something that might help create more of a feeling of identity and space. The one on the left wasn't bought by the city, it was bought by donations. Everybody liked it really well and it was time for it to go away. And there was a community kind of uproar in Lake Oswego because we all really liked that piece of art. And so it was just a community fundraising event that kept that piece of art. Left one's in Pendleton, right one's in Hood River. Signage, you have, because you have the highway going through, it's a little more difficult, but signage can be nice, and signage should be nice, because signage also helps create identity and a sense of place. So you can look at these signs, and they all are signs that make you feel good, right? They're signs that say, there's something special here, come take a look. Wayfinding signage is really helpful to make sure people know where is the place that you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Pendleton has some really nice wayfinding signage. They have, you know, the underground, they have the museums, the woolen mill. On the left, they have a listing of all the different businesses in the city. This is in Sherwood. They have at the cornerstones of the streets, showing where City Hall is, where the library is, where the different parks are. But River does a nice signage too to show where the businesses are. So if you're walking through the town, you can stop and say, okay, that's where I need to go. Gathering spaces, we've seen a couple, but here are some other kinds of ideas, parks and plazas, placemaking, places to bring people to your city, places where people want to come to gather, where you can hold your events. You can have a farmer's market, or you can have, this is, the one on the right is in Colorado, and it's right by a number of restaurants, so the parents can sit outside in the plaza, the kids play in the little fountain, so it brings families to the downtown area. More kind of, you know, little benches or whatever, just to create a sense of place. So on the left, it's with nobody in it. You can't see the little girl, but on the right, the little girl standing right in the middle of
your fountain.
That's Redmond. Or no, I mean
that's actually like El Suyo.
Yeah, but they now have that in Redmond.
Yeah, yeah. Another climbing wall in Hood River. Sisters, the public restrooms area, the little park area that they have right around that. Astoria, I showed this to you before, so this is kind of a bigger deal. They did a lot of fundraising for that. They figure out something that they thought would bring tourists to the community and did a really nice park commemorating the Chinese laborer that was used in Astoria. Public Square in Sherwood and around that they're doing private development. Many restaurants, this is something I think could really work here. It is, you develop this is an industrial building here. You can see they have the garage doors that come up, and each one of these is a little restaurant. And so there's not a lot of cost to putting in your facility. There's the outdoor eating spaces. So for not a whole lot of money, somebody's able to start a new business. So it provides the entrepreneur something. And you think of all the different residents around here. You know, you've given me the figures of how many people live in close proximity. And I just think that this might be an idea that would work here. And be not that costly to try.
The building you just mentioned, across from your hardware store, you could picture the vintage of that building, because there isn't going to be room for all that nose-in parking, which means you have extra width. So you take that parking area and you allow some of that kind of stuff. And there are lots of little, you could have three or four along right there.
Sure.
You know,
so these restaurants are no bigger than
you've already got Hawaiian
from here to there, right? So you come into the counter, you get your stuff. Yeah.
Is that Mississippi?
No, it's not Mississippi, but it's like Mississippi. This is actually in southeast Portland. But to me, an idea that might work here. So
I thought about that quite a bit, and the only thing I think is wrong with that idea over here is the weather is so
winter.
It's very inclement a lot of the time. I mean, it would be great during the summertime,
right.
But I don't know what they'd do in the winter because you're not sitting outside in the winter.
Right. So you have to have them big enough that some people can sit inside. I know in Bend there's a burrito guy that people just, they come anyway, right? And there's no place to sit there, but they come, they get their
right.
stuff, they go back.
Yeah,
because
I think it's great.
As long as your food's good enough, and so you maybe entice some of the younger set of set up.
Well, right now you can't eat in the downtown. See, so we need to get it to where you can eat on Huntington. Right now you have to be on Highway 97, and they're all the traditional, they all have their all kind of.
So this shows, this has a counter, right? So they've got a counter that's double-sided, and then there's another one behind. So you, in the winter, you can sit inside if you want to. And then they all share that outside space. So storefront loans, this is just some pictures of different storefront loans, different cities, Florence, Coos Bay, LeGrand did a medical clinic, helped do a loan on that, they've done some storefront loans. So goals and objectives. So what I did was tried to think about what kinds of projects I thought might work here. And then I went to your comprehensive plan and read through that to see what kinds of things it says you want to do. And then tried to come up with goals and objectives. So you have them on paper in front of you. We have them here. Ashley has kindly agreed to, if we These are an idea. If you don't like any of them, we don't have to use any of them. If you like them or you want to edit them, let's edit them. Let's see if we can come up with something that summarizes what you want to do. So I always start with public involvement because that's kind of the cornerstone to any city working well. And then the other things that we have here are economy and so strengthening your economy, and then we have creating identity. And then we have a couple of things where I had some questions. So if we start with public involvement and look at that and say, yes, we want this, no, we don't want it, we want to word it differently, and then we'll move on to the other two. So under that, looking at your comp plan, it talks about providing or doing public involvement. So it's basically saying you want to do public involvement in your plan. What that will also mean is if you ever do a substantial amendment in the future, you'll be compelled to do public involvement in that. I think that's a good thing. You want that in your plan. So include the community in the Citizens Advisory Committee for Planning Urban Renewal Area. We're doing that right now, right? Provide opportunities for community-wide input in the urban renewal plan process. So that's having an open house, asking people to come in. It's having the Planning Commission hearing. It's having the City Council hearing. Include citizens in the Urban Renewal Agency. We talked about that at the last meeting, whether or not we want to do that. You may not. So you tell me what you want to do there. So and or, if you don't want to include citizens in your agency, you may want to form an advisory committee for the area. So let's look at those and tell me. The first two we're already doing, so the second two, we should say yes or no to whichever of those you want to do.
Well, you're saying that B is providing opportunities, that and that's an open house.
That's this. Yeah, it's an open house. It's the Planning Commission is an open public meeting. The City Council meeting is an open public meeting. So those are opportunities for people to get involved if they want to. Putting it on your website. We talked about doing that.
Oh, definitely. We want a page. Actually, we'll try to add a page. Actually, that's urban renewal because we can add a page.
Good. C would be what we talked about is that you would also include citizens in the urban renewal advisory.
Yeah, in the agency.
In the agency. So when just be, it might be run by the city or the city might be the host, but you would add citizens. And I think that's a really good piece.
So what we talked about last time was the City Council appoints the Urban Renewal Agency.
Right.
And it can be either the City Council itself. It can be whatever the City Council decides. It can be the City Council itself. It can be the City Council plus a Planning Commissioner, plus some citizens. And in the state, it's done different ways in different cities. And last time I had a little chart of, so Tillamook has citizens on it, Phoenix does, Talent does, Winston did and took them off. So it really depends on how your community works and what you want to do. So we can either make this here as a goal and objective, or you can say this is not our place to decide, this is the City Council's place to decide, and we're going to put that in their lap to decide in the future.
So I'd like to have us make it, you know, if they don't like it, then they can say that they don't like it.
How big a group are we? I was wondering what's in the
Usually it's five to seven people.
Might not.
You get more than seven.
If you took two council people or one or two council people, keep it under a quorum. And if you had five, you'd have three others. And the other good thing about it is they would, if it's a council only, you have to live in the city limits. 90% of our business people live outside. Mm-hmm. In order to get buy-in, you need the downtown business people. Mm-hmm. You know, so, because that's whose area we're affecting. And the only way to get downtown business people actually on the thing is to not have just the council. And so my thought was if you had a couple council people and three business people that are live in the district, maybe three people from this group here, there would be involved something. Like if you went to seven, but you could do five, people all want involved, but it's just like here, half don't show. We barely can fill our committees.
Well, I like the number seven better. I just think that, it can be done by five. two and three, but you're really bringing it right down to just five people and
we don't have to decide the number tonight. I think city council can decide the number. What we need to decide is whether to leave that in, which is include citizens.
I recommend that we leave that in.
Yeah.
And I think that C and or D or neither. So form an urban renewal advisory committee for the area. So what's the difference between
a lot of times if the agency is just your city council, then the way they get citizen involvement is to form an advisory committee.
Okay.
So typically if you have citizens on your agency, you don't also need an advisory committee.
Yeah. So
it's too many layers.
I would recommend that we see to
I was kind of curious, why did that one city kick off the
you know, in smaller cities, two things happen. City council members decide, they get, people come to them on the street and say, how are you spending your urban renewal money? And if you're a city council member who's not on the agency, you say, I don't know, I'm not part of that because that's determined by the agency. And sometimes they feel uncomfortable with that because if it's spending money, they feel like they ought to know and ought to have a voice in it. So that's one reason why city councils take it back. The other is, in small towns, it's sometimes hard to get people to come. So if you have citizens on your committee and they don't show up, you become ineffective. So you have to make sure, if you have citizens on, that you've got enough citizens out there who will actually make the commitment, show up, make the decisions. So those are the two things that happen.
I think we probably could get seven.
I think this is a big enough event or a big enough focus that we're going to get the number to come out, because a lot of us, all of us sitting right here, can see the future and know how valuable all this is. So it would be worth slicing off a piece of time and making it happen.
So if the citizens were part of it, what is the time frame on this?
Well, we'd form that
what
right here.
What kind of commitment?
Would yeah.
Have well, them? You know what? I would say here at first, maybe first of all, never more than once a month.
Right.
And but actually, once you kind of got your planning and some of that, you would end up skipping some months. So it may be more like four or five times a year. You take July and August off. And
at least for December. The first 5 years while you're building up money.
Yeah. So it really wouldn't be.
So, Ashley, can you go through here and take off the and take out the and or?
Ashley can do it.
She can.
Okay.
Okay,
so anybody
want to
add anything to that?
I have a question.
Yes.
Are these committee members appointed in terms, or is it
they
just
are usually appointed in terms?
So like 4-year terms or something. Okay.
So you'll need to adopt some bylaws for the agency, and you'll need to create your agency, and I help
you
give you
the
resolution for doing that, and then you'll need to get a set of bylaws for the agency, and it'll have.
You can use some of the template
from other cities. Yep. Any other?
Most cities, what do they, most of them do? Just that right there?
Yep.
Normally that's what they do.
Yep.
When you the number two on here, B, I guess, is the process now. You're talking about like holding a planning commission meeting. What I'd like to see is one, call it a more of a, and actually Ann can help us with that, to do a more of an open house type meeting on it. Mm-hmm. If that's, because you know, a council meeting, I always tease the mayor, but he knows, that is formal. He's up there with a gavel, and then he makes people sign up, and that is not where people communicate.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a forum for communication.
I think this and deserves it.
So we could have a night with just this, and maybe have it at the event center, or actually your lobby in the chamber.
Yeah.
We could go there, because it's a big area there. And you can have some pictures around, we can have a few slides. Get them pumped up. And let them
understand what it is.
And then have the chamber invite all the businesses. Invite all the people on your mailing list.
Yeah. We talked about that last week. I think that's, or last meeting, that's a great idea and needs to happen. I don't know if you want that put specifically here, or we'll just
I just think
put it in there.
And then the when we have it before the the city council, then it's the largest formal.
Right.
You know.
I don't think we need to change this, but I think in the notes from the meeting, we'll just add that that would include an open house.
She can just add it right there.
Yes.
She can just.
Okay.
Because I want to broaden it out to these business folks. I just, you know, think it's so key. Because the three or four of the people in this room, or five or six of us, there's only a couple, three people in here that aren't at every meeting. And for these to be successful, we need some buy-in at the broader base. Because the fire department, we know, doesn't like this. You know, and so we just need to get it to where, you know, they'll run from trouble.
Actually, can you put in the urban renewal planning process, or so that it's clear that it's for the initial urban renewal plan?
Sure can.
I think, and I think the chamber office is a good venue.
Yeah, it's comfortable. People can find pockets of places to have conversations.
We can bring sit down.
Yeah.
Well, and it's already a comfortable place for people because they go to the chamber.
Yeah.
Plenty of food is there.
Mm.
So I think that's something we definitely need to start planning after this meeting. So
I'll let if Ann and Ashley would plan that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Dave, I thought you'd be okay with just planning that, right?
Yeah.
we'll call in for a consult.
Yeah, I'll be gone the month of May, but no.
Okay, so back to
carry on
screen. Yep. So the next one, and I put economy next. You may decide you want creating an identity next, but we'll talk about economy now, and if you want to switch places with them, you can do that. So these are the types of things that seem to me would work in your community. So the goal is to promote the role of the area as an energetic community of local businesses supported by the residents of both Lapine and outlying areas, and by tourists traveling to Lapine. So your goal to me is not just your citizens and your businesses, but it's to capture that through traffic and to capture those people who live outside to come start doing more of their commerce in your city. So we can change that goal if you want to add anything to that or subtract to it, but to me that is a reasonable goal for the economy.
Well,
and then there are objectives, so different ways you want to make that goal happen. So the first is develop programs and incentives to encourage expansion of existing business development of new business activity to create additional jobs in the area. Number two, provide for a pleasing visual perception of Lapine by providing assistance for storefront improvements to the businesses in the area. Number three, form public-private partnerships and use public investment to generate private investment. Encourage the creation of nodes of commercial activity to both strengthen existing businesses and new business activity. So on Huntington is where we had talked about that would be a really important area to start, and that's this reinforces.
Do you think the word nodes makes me seem like a community that's big enough to have one here, one there, and I'm not sure we're that size, but it's fine. I just, you know, that's what that makes me think. Mm-hmm. We're going to have pockets of it. And
yeah.
I think Huntington's 4 or 5 blocks long. We're a couple, 3 blocks wide. And yet, Highway 97, I just don't know if you call it nodes where we're, because if you start spreading everywhere, you dilute the amount of money we're
so
gonna
what
have.
Would you rather it say?
A node.
Why? Just
a node.
Just a node. That works, actually. Mm-hmm. That works.
Creation of commercial
activity. But I wanted to get was some concept that you don't want to do a loan up here and then a loan down there and then a loan there. And you want to start with creating
area.
A focus.
I don't think maybe there's another way to say it.
The creation.
Well, could there? I mean, because actually. Again, you're maybe if that's what you're saying, it's camouflaged so much no one's going to know that's what you're saying. Because I do think that if this is an appropriate place, you do need to focus in Lapine. I love them all dearly here, but we like lots of gold places, lots of directions. I have to be careful.
Yeah,
you know, it's a bit of a shotgun, and getting them to say, we're going to start in this 2-block area.
So do you want to say,
you know,
starting at I mean, do you want to be so specific to say starting at Huntington?
I just saying if there was a way that it's an objective should be to make sure we focus to where it's enough that someone notices a difference.
Yeah. A creation of, we could, I suppose, encourage the creation of a focused area of commercial activity.
Okay.
I think that's good. A focused area of, okay.
Because the district's much bigger than you're going to be able to throw money at.
Right. Right.
That's our net collective.
Yeah, right.
And I hate to say this, but I'm not sure everybody would know what nodes are.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm totally okay with you guys editing all of this.
All those big words.
You love seeing stuff like that.
No.
It's now, so my question about C is this.
Here, I'll blow this back up so you guys can see it again.
I mean, I'm all about public-private partnerships, but isn't that in the distant future that we're going to have public dollars to
sure it is.
And I think people need to understand that.
Well, this is a 20-year plan, probably, or longer.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Still need to understand.
I think that people need to understand there's not going to be public money for quite a while. So,
all of this is going to be, there's going to be.
Eventual formation.
And Rich delivered this message before at other meetings we've had. So at this thing at the chamber, I agree, it's a statement that needs to be put out, and it's been said before.
Okay.
But that doesn't stop private, you know, if we have focused areas, that doesn't stop, you know, if people want to be a part of something, doesn't stop areas from being developed with private funds. Okay?
Right, but this says form public-private partnerships. Use public investments to inspire private growth.
Yeah, okay.
And that's sort of backwards from where I usually come from, but that's because this is an urban renewal area and you use the public dollars to help spring load business. But that's going to take a while. So wanted to say it's a while.
All of this is going to, we need to maybe, when we say it, we'll have to really let people know. It's one of those things you may sit for 5 years and you don't do much.
And when we do an open house, the way I would visualize it is I do that, a little bit of that Urban Renewal 101, and I have that chart that shows how the money is really at the beginning. And so it takes a while before
You'll have our numbers.
I'll have your numbers, right.
Well, we would have this at the chamber event, open house.
Right.
Sure.
So that will help get that message across.
So where you get them?
Promote an entrepreneurial climate for business expansion and growth, including a potential business incubator building. Okay, I put that in because you guys can take it right out, but I really like the idea of the mini restaurants, and that's a really good incubator type building. The other thing that's a good incubator building is recreation stuff. Biking, kayaking, canoeing, and since you're here at the hub of so many different recreation pursuits, those work really well in the same kind of industrial building with a little storefront, so not a lot of money in the building itself. So
I think that will come along. I think down the road you'll see those. You know, it's working in the last 5 years. I think it's really improved in the Sun River area. Of course, there's a lot more trails, you know, that have come along in these last few years. But that'll happen here too. And I think I like Rick's idea about looking at that place across from the post office in Ace. That would be it's a perfect place for, you know, summertime. They put out some tables
Well, I know when you drive through these cities and they have like a flea market type thing that looks good, like you want to stop there go in there and shop.
Our food carts are hot.
Food cart things.
Food carts are so hot.
Even downtown when we were at the Westin, staying at the Westin, you just go a couple blocks up and they've got this corner, and I mean it's was cute.
Right.
Well, there's probably a lot of people in this community. I know there's two or three guys that fix bicycles, but do they want to go travel to rent a whole big space and all the things that go with that?
But if they're able to do it where they're sharing space with other beginning businesses, then you create new business, you create jobs for maybe younger people to decide to stay in your community, to do something that interests them.
So, I love incubator buildings.
So the next one, identify opportunities to support tourist slash recreation related businesses. Well, maybe we should say businesses and opportunities, because that then includes your fairgrounds complex. But that definitely is not just, that is an economic driver, could be an economic driver for your community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So actually you want to add that on related businesses and, what should we say?
Identify
opportunities.
Okay, tell me what you want.
Nodes of opportunity.
Don't say no. Oh, no, go there.
Business opportunities, expansion, and growth. Can't you put them all in there?
Yeah, I can put whatever you want.
Yeah, I want to talk also about support tourist-related business and...
activities and growth?
Sure. What I was thinking more about was being able to tie a potential use of money for the fairgrounds project to this. So if you read that, do you in your mind think that that would include
recreational opportunities? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We're not calling it the fairgrounds, by the way, it's the rodeo.
I'm sorry, the rodeo.
Rodeo-sized frontier days.
Okay. We just call it the expo center or something.
Yeah, we'll come up with the name. But I've added it kind of down, actually, when you get under G in your next one, so under public facility.
Okay, so okay.
I want to put some wording there.
I'm going to take some wording out. You were in the pocket parts. Hey, do you have any place?
Yeah, I'm not in the pocket parts.
So back to economy, because this goes on to identity. Does anybody want to change the order of those, take any out, add anything? What did you say you wanted to get rid of?
Oh, that comes later.
Next, okay.
Yeah, I want the terminology parking parks to disappear from all of this.
Okay.
Yeah. They lost.
I think what he's in I don't really like. Like when you show just some benches on a curb flare, that's fine. But pocket parks, when you start to have 20 by 20 areas that you just have to go mow, we are one thing about it. This is a big forest. And so downtown Huntington, you've got a huge parks district that's full of trees. The fire station lot's 25 acres or 10 acres, and it's full of trees. I mean, we are a park.
Okay.
So I'm just, because I don't think people think of the white spots with bushes, with some bushes and some benches as a park.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't want them to.
Okay.
Really expensive to maintain.
Yeah. Totally fair.
So
is that a park down by the Best Western? Is that what I heard you do?
Well,
yeah, it's a no-name park. It's been there for years.
No, this sounds like a walking track for the people that stay at the hotel or something.
That's where their dogs go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's not ours. I don't know.
What it's being used for right now is the high school kids and all them go over there to McDonald's and Subway, then they go over to the park, and then they fill up those trash cans.
Oh.
And that was her complaint. Molly Brown is the regional manager, but her complaint was all that trash laying around there. So the idea
this goes back to focusing again. If we start branching off into that little triangle and everything else, then you might as well stop this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So the next set of goals and objectives are under identity. So I put two different overarching goals here under create and identify identifiable town center as a hub of community activity. And these came both from your comp plan too, but from some input from that. The town center would be a compact area that is centrally located and planned for easy walking access. The uses would be comprised of a mixture of commercial businesses, civic buildings, and other community uses. Within this town center, create a unique identity that strengthens the sense of place, promotes economic development through resident and tourist visits, encourages return patronage, and leverages private investment. So the first one, I think, is pretty much out of your comp plan, and then the second one just adds to that goal, saying what you're trying to create.
And this is basically on Huntington down there, what we're talking.
So does anybody want to change the verbiage on either of those?
And we're not saying it has to be called the town center.
We're not. I took that out of the comp plan, but if that's not what you refer to it as, we can change it. I figured if it was in the comp plan, that's what somebody had decided you wanted to call it.
And then they probably just put it. But yeah.
So we can change that if you want.
Yeah, and people will come up with all the different things.
Yeah.
You can, the three or four that always are going to come up. Old downtown, historic downtown. Well, you don't really have a bunch of historical buildings to that fit. So town center maybe isn't bad if your buildings aren't.
You've got your library there, you've got the event center there, you've got several things. That's where people gather when there are events. So in that respect, it is kind of a town center, even if there's none there.
I think this term came from years ago when we started the comp plan, putting it all together and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't think everybody agreed where the town center really was. No. So they said town center. So someday that's going to be decided and they use that.
So is it okay to keep that language in this?
For now.
Okay. It's not going to get anybody confused or...
No, basically that's a gathering place.
Okay.
So,
you know.
Nodes of Piazza.
Town center.
Okay, the objectives under that, establish an identity that promotes a sense of character, providing a community for existing businesses and residents, and including visitors, to bring additional commerce to the area.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
And I don't want to get beat up by the city people for this. Have you guys decided, established, promoted identity? I mean, I still think you drive to one town and it says one thing at one end, you drive in the other and it says another thing. Have you guys decided what that's going to be?
This is all stuff that maybe
that's going to be part of this.
Start to.
Okay, good.
That's the number one thing that's going to happen. It's not going to take any money to do that. Just get people together and come to some sort of consensus.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if it would have been done, so I'm happy it hasn't.
Again, it goes back to that shotgun. A group forms one year and decides that they want to put a sign up somewhere, and they just go out and come up with a logo and a name. Then it literally, it could be not even a year later, and another group decides. I mean, you know,
absolutely,
because it is amazing to me, and I think that is one of the things that just people need to take longer in making decisions. And then when they're made, let's stick with it to where the paint can dry.
That's not the Yellow Pine way.
Well, that's...
Yeah, it
that's
happened. Look at the event center. That happened overnight. Now I'm glad it's back to community center.
Yeah. Thank you. It never should have gone to the event center.
But. Okay. Establish gateway features to delineate the town center and show pride in the community by providing approved and setting features. Improve sidewalks, streetscape, walkways, and bike pathways to provide easier access to the commercial area and to promote activity within the town center.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Provide business and wayfinding signage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Create gathering places. We'll take out talk at parks. We aren't doing any park parks. And maybe we aren't doing gathering places. I'm not sure.
Well, I like gathering places. I just want to call them park and pocket.
Okay. That will provide focal points and draw patronage to the area. So Ashley, could you get rid of pocket parks?
I'm all over it. I can sense the urgency.
I personally love parks, but I totally understand your issue.
Are you familiar with the area along the river in Corvallis?
No.
It's on the east side of town, sort of on the east side of town, but it's along the river. They've done it. They've got a couple of three, and that's probably a strip of, I'll call it, six blocks.
Yeah.
And that's where they have this nice little farmer's market. All the tents are lined up. I mean, we went there, and I had to go do something else because Vicki wanted to go there. So these pocket parks are
gathering areas. Did you see any brisket hats for sale?
So before we move on from this, does anybody want anything changed in this?
Well, I just watched your G on here, your public facilities, which isn't on it. Maybe it's on the next page, or you just left it off.
Yeah, no, there just wasn't enough space to see it here.
What I want to do is add a...
What do you mean?
So should I go to the next slide?
Oh, no, that's fine. I just didn't know if you even had it on here.
Yeah.
What's that?
No. Where is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's just not on there, but it's on here.
It's on somewhere.
So, I think...
Oh, these were because I wasn't sure what we were going to do on these.
Right.
Mm. So you highlighted them in yellow?
Parking is, you know, we need to at least know where parking is.
Well, we need to look at it.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be in the future.
Yeah. So I think that's fine.
So just signage to park.
Well, we need to go look and see what we've got.
Would we provide attractive parking to support the business district, or just provide parking to support the business district? So you would take out the attractive parking, because, I mean, you just say on F that as a piece, we would want to provide parking to support the
business. And I don't know we're going to provide it, it's just we don't really know even what's there.
So how about establish a parking inventory?
A 15, 20-year plan, a lot of people are going to come and go beyond me, so they're all going to wordsmith these. I mean,
sir, do we need these?
Well, no, I'm just saying, we need to look, it is, because we don't have any on-street parking, we may have to have it on the side streets a little bit, so we do need to, I don't want to spend a bunch of money on our plan on it, but we do, I'm not saying we even need to build it, but it is going to have to be.
We can just take out attractive stuff.
Well, we wanted attractive.
I wanted attractive. I think you wanted it. I mean, the most unfortunate thing is driving through a town and you have these huge parking lots on your main, and nobody sees the building, nobody, because there's just huge parking lots.
Okay. How about using the word alternatives? Provide attractive parking alternatives to support. Then we inventory, you know.
I trust you to write something up. I think that there is, that you're saying is they want something in parking, but they also know that we don't have a parking problem, but they want to make sure that when we do the streetscapes that it's thought of.
Right.
Which, it has to be.
That was something that was discussed extensively in the, you know, in the comprehensive plan. We did not want buildings and parking lots. You know, right. We wanted to have a mix of trees and all that sort of thing. They wanted to maintain that small town feel. That was very important. So, yeah, I would think in the long range, parking would always have to be looked at.
Do you want to do assess parking needs to support the business district? That implies you might do a parking study, and I don't know if you want to do that with urban renewal or.
It doesn't have to be much. Anyway, saying it does need to.
We need to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't mean we're
going to
spend
a lot. So I think maybe like
the semis that we were talking about, a place for them to pull off and eat on 97 or.
Well, campers are the people with so many tourists that bring campers and boats. Mm-hmm. So that's.
That is something we'll have to address. We're looking at it for where our new offices are. It's really difficult. It was always kind of dicey to have RVs pull off 97 and park right next to the building, but it was fairly easy for them to do. Now, for a big RV to make that turn at Huntington and then to try to turn in to where we are is a nightmare. So we're looking at putting some, just for now, parking in that lot that's between us and U.S. Bank. So we're just talking about graveling it for now, and so at least that gives a place for the RVs to come into that's easy for them to get. Mm-hmm. So that's something we're going to have to address. That's a hard turn there on Huntington.
Well, how about just assess parking needs to support the business district?
That sounds good.
And then on yours is the chief public.
Well, yeah, and I don't actually, because I want to make sure that this gets worded properly, and I don't even want to attempt, just like sitting here doing a mission statement, we could be hours.
Yep.
So I do believe that due to the sensitivity part of the fire department, but also with the events type thing, if they change this community center, the events, whatever, they don't have a name for any of these things. So I just think that we need, and public facilities need to be, we need to enhance, partner with, public facility improvements, including emergency services, parks, event centers, recreation, and that covers rodeo grounds.
Sure.
So, and again, I do not want to build that right here. It's very important.
Rick and I will work
politically
on that.
This needs to be there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because we don't need that fire station moving out of our downtown,
right,
leaving us another hole.
Right.
Plus, we've got the events, the community center down there. That is where you're going to have your Saturday markets. They aren't going to throw out there. Your Saturday markets, we only have 10 tents. They got to be in close,
mm-hmm,
and that you've got electrical panels down there, and so you know those
are
all things.
Talking about it.
Yeah. So
you two will work that out.
No.
What's
that?
Oh no.
No. I mean you and
yeah. But I mean, I just
about it. Yeah.
I mean, that's my.
Rick and I will come up with some language there for a bite.
I'd like to hear from you. These public facilities are, I don't know our dollar figures, but they are important.
They're important. They're one of the biggest controversies in urban renewal plans, because the Parks Bureau says, why are you using my money to pay for a facility for the fire station, and the fire station says, why are you using my money to pay for something for the Parks Bureau?
That would never happen in this town.
So they are a controversial project.
So basically, we're just looking at new language for G.
Yeah, we'll come up with something and run it by you.
Okay.
And then I didn't know, the category four, I got out of looking at your comp plan, because it talked about providing mixed-use development and housing, and I didn't know for sure whether that was something, those are really expensive kinds of projects to do, but I figured since I found it in your comp plan, we ought to at least discuss whether that's something you want in this plan or not.
It doesn't have to, so it could be you do the sidewalks around it, provide the street trees type thing, you know.
And you can,
that would
qualify
be area two.
For, and it says encourage development, so that would be helping to encourage development by, so it's, you guys need to give me feedback on that one. I just wasn't sure what
I mean,
your desires
were. You know, right now, sitting here today, we're a little small for that. But again, if you're building a 20-year plan, I think that's not a bad area to have in the plan.
I think it is, I'm sure it is going to happen, so it's something definitely more to put in.
And I've been asked about this term, workforce housing. That's also a term I got out of your comp plan, but it is a term that's used widely in planning, and it's just housing for the people who work in your downtown. That's what it implies. So it's lower cost housing for people who work at McDonald's and Taco Bell, and you know, maybe you're the tellers in the bank, or people who can't afford to buy their own home. So that's what those terms mean.
And there was some discussion of this town center where there might be shops, where living quarters mm-hmm. were above the shops and that sort of thing mm-hmm. at some point. But
and
I think that's
development.
What covers that. Mm-hmm. But it's way off.
So
I like paragraph.
So there's a sense, I guess, of everybody that there's no reason not to include this paragraph, that it's an okay thing to include. And then...
transportation.
Well, let's look at B, help facilitate the development of public spaces within the mixed-use area. Is that, everybody okay with that? Okay, so transportation.
The thing you're talking about roads or streetscapes along.
Well, streetscapes we've already talked about in identity. So this
we
would
don't
be
have actually any in this boundary any transportation roads. They're county roads and Oak State, the state highway, and they're, you know, we're going to make them look good around them. But as far as any, you know, we're not in the need of a one-way grid system. You know, or those types of like sisters.
Right. So utilities might be something that we should add here, because we had talked about whether you needed utilities brought to your rodeo site.
Yeah.
So
okay. Well, that would be infrastructure, and so we should maybe just say infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would be six. I think definitely you could do some maybe water, sewer line, fire flow.
So something like assist in the provision of infrastructure to
to facilitate the plan.
Yeah. We'll take all those blue pocket parks out.
You know what
bugs? Tunnels underneath to the pocket park.
Infrastructure.
To encourage development of underground parcels. Okay? Then that could be.
And you might put that could include drainage, sewer, water, that kind of thing, because
utilities.
One thing, a lot of towns is burying electrical lines, but they work pretty good in this area. We don't have a lot of above ground lines.
Oh, you're really lucky.
We still don't.
We just have the drainage problems.
Because there's no above ground lines running down Huntington in this area too much, is there?
No, I don't think so. Well,
no.
There's not many in our neighborhood.
Yeah,
and you don't have them on 97
because there's a big one in front of my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll put in a sentence about infrastructure.
Okay.
Does anybody want anything else changed on those goals and objectives besides deleting all references to pocket parks? And no notes.
The only other thing.
There are no notes of pocket parks.
Do you think that, because this isn't necessarily a priority, or people get all wigged out on that, do you ever just do A, B, C, D, or don't number them, because it's, we
a lot of times I put at the top, these are in no particular
order. Then let's not do 1, 2, 3, why don't you just
do.
What I found is when you put 1, it's very hard for people to go work on 4, but it just mentally gets to them. So you could have a check mark, you could use a bullet, you could do it even an A, B, C, or forget anything that makes someone thinks 1 is more important.
That's more priority.
And I'll put in the sentence that I usually put with you. I mean, some cities want them in an order. They say, no, this is order 1. It says these are our priority. And I think say,
most of your cities are, almost all of them are 100-year-old cities that have very mature planning processes and a long history. And because we're so new, they say, we don't know all these things.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to get locked in.
That sounds good. That's easy to do. So on the back page is the list of projects that I had on the front that we talked about. So I think we should go through these, and the reality will come at the next meeting where we say how much money we actually think we can raise, right? And then we'll put money to projects. But at this point, we should say, what are the ideas of types of projects that we think we can do? So let's go through this list and get a yay or nay on, yeah, that sounds good, no, we don't want to do any of that at all. Does that sound okay?
So would an archway be in streetscape?
Pardon me?
An archway or archways?
That's
in streetscape.
Then that would...
Well, unless you wanted it more spelled out,
right?
I don't think that's a problem. I think it's so it's not spelled out.
Because I think, for one thing, I think it's very doable to do one at a time, and
it's
something really visible that could just give the impetus to a lot of other stuff happening.
Take out the parking parks and put
in
an
archway.
That's easy. So let's start at this top. So streetscape. Is anybody opposing having streetscape as a potential project? Sidewalk improvements, that's part of streetscape, but streetscapes are also benches, plantings, trees, that kind of stuff. Bike paths? Signage, wayfinding, and business signage?
Definitely.
Storefront loans?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Should we put grants and loans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Participation in development to leverage private dollars?
That's more cumbersome for people, I think, to understand. But and you got a little bit loans for business expansion.
And we could indent those under participation so people could maybe understand what that might be.
Loans for business expansion, that's a little trickier. If it's one of your goals that you're trying to, you know, meet. We're not a bank for just.
No, but if you had a restaurant, let's say you did your incubator building.
Right.
You had a cute little restaurant in there. They found out, you know, they were really successful and they needed a bigger building, and they wanted to go into a bigger building, but they couldn't afford to do that. Would the Urban Renewal Agency help them at that point to buy equipment for the bigger building or help retrofit it, because it would provide jobs, bring people to the area? That's what that means. They would pay back. It's a loan.
So we'd be in the loan business.
Yeah, usually a local bank does that. You contract with a local bank to do the administration of it, so you don't have the city happen to do that.
That's lower on my priority list, just the way it did. Because I think there's nothing wrong with it being there. I just think that's a little trickier. Because if we're going to, I think we may give a loan to help them refront their building. We may go and put brick pavers and street trees and help them with their signs. But as far as loaning them to buy their grill and things inside.
So we can take that out and you can add projects in the future if you think it's something you need to do. So if you think that's something that's not going to work here, let's take it out.
Yeah, I think we should take it out. I think when you come back with all the dollars,
it's
going to be gone anyway.
That might be something people are going to think right off the bat that,
look, that money's going to go. They will go get a loan.
I'll start getting calls at City Hall saying, $100,000 for my expansion.
How about loans for incubator type businesses?
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay with incubators, but because that's a specialty thing.
Everybody else?
Yeah, I like
it. Is that okay?
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like incubator.
Because that means you have decided this is a key thing for the community. It's a specific thing. It's not generic to everyone in town.
It's a strategy.
So instead of develop parking, we talked about saying assess the needs. So change that to assess parking needs. And then at some point, if you decided you had money and wanted to develop parking, you can always amend your plan. It's a minor amendment to change the project list. Assist with development of mixed use area, including
gathering
common
places.
Areas.
Or gathering places, I like.
Gathering places?
Yeah.
Okay.
Common areas.
I like gathering places.
Yeah, gathering places.
You got a problem with that?
And then public facilities, when I wrote this language not yet worked out, I need to know what facilities you may be considering. So I think Rick and I will still work on that.
Great.
Are there other projects, other things that you think are potential ways to improve your community?
Does general landscaping come into this just normally? Or, I mean, you know, in streetscape, you got what you got, but the trees, you know, that we see in so many of the pictures you show.
So urban renewal can pay for initial landscaping and streetscape. It cannot pay for the maintenance of that landscape.
Right.
But like in Redmond, where they did into their downtown, and they have a couple areas, gathering spaces in their downtown, where they've put in some plantings. Those, my bet, were paid for with urban renewal and are probably maintained by the city. Yeah. And that would go under streetscape.
Okay.
Or the gathering.
And would art, you know. You
art could be streetscape, but if you want to say art specifically, we can add art to this.
Art would be kind of fun to add.
I think it would be fun to add, yeah.
I was going to say, we could definitely treat it more. Conversation and controversy.
Well, you know,
one man's art is another man's
artwork.
Yeah. Artwork,
yeah.
But there's places in Bend. You see these, like, they've got these benches with a guy sitting there.
Right, with the pigeon on his,
yeah.
You know,
those are,
you know, people sit down and get their pictures taken at that. Every time I'm in downtown Bend, there's separate. So that does
I think
bring
a place
people.
For that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think more user-friendly kind of artwork like that, I think, where people can touch it and be part of it.
They've done it in Burns, too. You know, they have an ongoing project over there that they're putting in.
I was about to say sculpture art.
Those kinds of sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of having an artist put it there, and then if everybody likes it.
I agree.
Your community buys it, right?
You raise the money.
Where's that wood carver when you need him?
Yeah. I'm sorry, he's left town. Hey,
you know, I have
sculpture art.
I have another question, and this is maybe just a little bit too more technical than we would want to get, but under the loans, because I think of the same things when we said loans for business expansion, would we be better to put possible loans for incubator type businesses?
Why don't you just put support development of incubator type businesses?
That would be very because I think when you get to the general public, they don't discern, they will still pick up, a loan.
And maybe with the storefront loans, you could take out the loans as storefront
assistance?
Yes, something like that. But, you know, I didn't get the word loans out of there.
Storefront improvements?
It could be storefront improvements, could be grants and loans. You could put that in parentheses something, but I just think that the item is more important than how they
I think we should stay away from the word loans.
Yeah, I just think as the community, they always kind of get focused on those little words and pieces, and then you're explaining a lot of that and not the rest of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Anything else?
So you're going to add artwork to it, right?
I am.
Okay.
Sculpture art?
I think it should be general. And I put user-friendly and maybe / interactive or something, just something that
carries the full message.
Yeah. So what I'll do, first part of next week, is I'll go through the goals and objectives and change them and add the project, and we'll send it right back out to you. And Rick and I will work on the public facilities language there. And then we will also work on the boundary to eliminate enough assessed value that we need to. We're going to have to eliminate a little more than it looks like because we have we don't yet have what the utility value will be within the area, and we're going to have to give ourselves some leeway for what that might be. We have an estimate because we know what percentage it is of the total value of La Pine.
Have you ever taken away, like, say, if you took the CenturyLink's little office that's in here, just take away the office because it's built out, or how does it, you know, you never, they usually go up in value, but, or centrally assessed, I don't know, I mean, I know.
They're really a pain in the neck, utilities are. So we could take CenturyLink out. What it leaves us, however, is the assessor.
Take it personally.
I'm sorry. But because of urban renewal, it's hard because they are centrally assessed. And so it's really hard to pin down. And then I think I told you before, I worked for the Portland Development Commission on a project where in one area, PPNL moved their office out of the Oregon Convention Center area and moved it into a different urban renewal area, and it brought down the value tremendously because it was their corporate office, and it was a huge hit.
Have you found that
area.
Because it's centrally assessed, you end up wide swings in utility values that causes troubles?
Yeah. But the other utility values you have to account for is the assessor will make an estimate of the value of the actual utility lines, so the cable lines that are in the area. So you'll get some added value, even though it's not for the utility, it's for their lines that are running through the area. So we've got to leave ourselves some room for that, and I'll have to work with Scott, the assessor, to make sure we leave ourselves enough room to not be over that 25%.
I love fighting with utilities. We've done that plenty, but the utilities on that central assess. Because in Jefferson County, Roundview, Pelton, you know, they pay like 25% of the taxes in Jefferson County. But they'll put like a $200 million value on the Pelton Roundview Dam. Then you go look at PG, the Trojan, which hasn't operated and is torn down, has a $300 million value. And we'd say, wait a second, Trojan has a $300 million value and it doesn't produce 1 kilowatt. It's mothballed. Pelton Roundview is your peaking dams. And you're getting only 200.
Yeah.
But they look at the whole system and then they go allocate.
It's
a bizarre deal.
It's really bizarre.
And you're
it's
there.
Really hard to nail down.
Fortunately, we don't have, you know, that sense, but, and dames are pretty even.
So our next meeting is May 15th, 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh,
22nd.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
that's all. Yeah. And Bob has something to say about this.
Unfortunately, we've got a celebration planned at Roslyn Park to honor a longtime volunteer, Chuck Lee, who's maintained that park as a volunteer for years, and we're going to be putting up a plaque on the picnic shelter and giving away free hot dogs. So I'm going to be there.
What time?
It's going to start at 5:30. And so.
Did we have our meeting earlier, people?
Sure.
What if we did it 2:00? Because we're not getting any public anyway, and
right.
You know, if that's easier. We could do a 2:00 p.m. type thing. It's harder for you. You could sneak down for a couple hours.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Thursday.
Okay.
The Thursdays work best for me because
you just
I
have
come
to drive
all
past
here.
Yeah.
And I pay for the ticket I get on the way down.
Oh, put it in the plan.
Yeah.
So
you're,
I could come over.
Dave, you're gone in May. Are you going to be here?
Yeah, I think I'll fly back to Montana on the 22nd.
So you wouldn't be there in the evening anyway.
You've got to be there for the next date.
You don't work on Fridays.
Yeah.
Do you work
on Fridays?
Not here. But
yeah,
we don't want Fridays.
We don't want
Fridays because they like to go off and get ready for their weekend.
We don't do Fridays.
Okay.
Who's
looking at us?
Is there something we don't know?
Do
I mean,
we need to change?
What's wrong with the 22nd? No, we can have it at 2:00 that day. Just move it up. And
yeah, but Dave said he
Well, he's going to be gone.
I'm going to be gone regardless on the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
I'm flying back to Montana that day.
So let's try it earlier on the 22nd. That
okay,
works
for me. Absolutely, I'll write that down. 2:00.
2:00 on the 22nd?
I appreciate that.
And that way we can go
and
have
we'll
hot
dogs.
Yeah,
hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
remarkable. But I also want to get this done, so I don't want to screw it to another week. And then you get to Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So the things you guys need to be thinking about is when you want to get the agency passed by City Council so that you tell me in time to get you the documents to do that. And when you want to hold your open house.
Well, we can, if we're ready, we would meet the second Wednesday of June.
Okay.
Seeing you have it ready by then.
Yep.
Second Wednesday of June, then that would be our public hearing if we have or whatever we have to do. put the process before the city council.
And then,
so would the open house be before or after?
Before, you would think.
Yeah, you'd maybe do it that first week. That week before.
Do you?
What?
Do you want the open house before the last meeting? Do you want it before the 22nd of May, or do you want it between the 22nd of May and the 11th of June?
The open house should be after this finishes, because we'll still be talking about projects and amount of money. And
okay.
We want to have something sort of concrete to these people to talk about.
The other thing we could do, I mean, we could have our second meeting in June. We could also do it. That would be the fourth Wednesday. I just don't want to move up our timelines. We have to go get county approval and work our way planning commissions at some point and all that. So I don't want to goof that up in July and August, because we have to have this done in order to make the tax rolls.
So on my calendar, I have the agency as June 11th, creating it. So we can change that. But so the open house could
be
then, or you could do it later if you wanted. Let me see how my sub-consultant gets the financials done, how quickly, and that will help drive.
Have you got any estimates on that?
That weekend.
I'm actually going down there I think Monday.
Jim, I know it's going down on Wednesday,
I have the open house the same night as a planning commission. The thing that happens then is you have your documents all written, and sometimes people feel like you've made all the decisions and they didn't get to be part of the input. So there's pros and cons with that. So we can either do it in June, which is probably preferable if you really think people are going to give input that we should include.
Well, they may or may not, but you want them to
feel like
it.
So let's shoot for that June 11th day before city council meeting to do an open house.
Oh, during the day?
Well,
what day?
June 11th.
Or that's our council meeting.
Yeah, or the next day to do the, so when did you want to do the open house?
Well, you need to, I think, work a calendar backwards for me from that's how I do the budgets. I have a deadline. When do we have to be done to get this approved for this year? And that includes the county and the whole thing. You need to start working backwards.
I've got it. We've got it all down.
Then I have to have a piece of paper that tells me, because otherwise we could spend an hour here going through a bunch of hypotheticals.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out.
Can we not do it a week before?
A week before
the city meeting.
Before the city meeting, the first,
the forest or whatever it is.
Monday is the 2nd.
Well, that's holiday time. No, but June 3rd or 4th?
I don't think I'll have it ready by then, because
How about the week after our council meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. That Wednesday, which is
18th.
That's when the planning commission is.
Yeah. But you know what? They can have a meeting. You could have it later that night.
And that's the planning commission then.
You have your open house at 5 to 6:30. They have their planning commission at 7. Mm-hmm. So you're all here. That's done that way.
There you go.
Our agenda, we only have one item on the agenda, and that's going to be a big biggie. So
in June?
Yeah.
You'll have a lot. But that project that you talked about, that's going to take months. So
okay.
We got to get this done.
Okay.
But then the planning commission members attend the open house, and they hear what people have to say.
Right.
Then you come back and have your hearing, and that way you're here seeing for all of it.
And there's plenty of time between that and your city council meeting. So if we get input that people really need or want things changed, we could do that.
Well, which council meeting?
The July one.
Oh, because we come back to council. We come to
the
council.
The 11th is just to start the process and say
so
we have an agency
June
form.
Is the first one, and then and then July is the second. Okay.
Why don't you send me out a draft?
I will. And I'll get the schedule down in one sheet so you can look at it.
And then I'll coordinate with these folks. Make sure it works for you down at the chamber office. Okay. And get Deborah and the planning commission dialed in.
I say send him a draft, and I say pour us a draft. Let's go.
Yeah.
You have to come back and kind of bring
get marked down at Sun River Brewery to provide a keg.
That poor guy, he provides beer for everything. Like, I don't think he's ever said no in his life. Amazing.
Yeah, we actually bought it for the grand opening. They're no longer, he gave us the kegerator and no deposit and some of those things, but they pretty much stopped giving the beer. Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, the keg isn't that much money.
No.
But anyway, I don't think that we're going down to have a beer drinking event.
No.
We'll just bring a couple of growlers.
Okay, what's next?
We're done.
We're done.
That's what I say. I'm blessed.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Great job.
And thanks for your input. Very helpful.
Save your little link. We'll get our name. Thanks.
Yeah, I think your name's actually named.
It's not going to stop you.